I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly, and this, of course, is America's Heroes Group. And the WVON call-in number is 773-591-1690. We are pleased to have someone on our live line in just a moment, America's Heroes Group Roundtable Community Outreach with the U.S. Coast Guard. And, you know, a lot of people don't think about the Coast Guard is extremely important part of our military. And we are pleased to have Tom Mullally with us, District Commodore, U.S. Coast Guard, Auxiliary 9th District, of the Western Region. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Kelly. And yourself?
Fine. And thank you so much for joining us today. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for the honor of being with you. Thank you.
You're wonderful. The U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary Organization, I want you to tell us about the purpose and the services, because you know, a lot of people are unaware. And you joined the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary in April. Am I right, 2005?
That's correct, sir.
2005, yes, sir. That's right. So
the Auxiliary is a uniformed civilian volunteer arm of the United States Coast Guard. We are not law enforcement. We are not military. And we don't get paid. pretty much we do it for the public. Our primary job mission is recreational boating safety. That's our job number one, where you know, we help the recreational boaters. Difference between the active duty reservists and us, the active duty enforces the laws on commercial boating, right? When to get it a little more detailed, any water that has commerce on it, think money, is the Coast Guard. And that is the primary, they're the primary arm to keep that commerce flowing. You'd be surprised exactly how much commerce comes over on the water in the Great Lakes area. Our job as auxiliaries is to educate the recreational boater, the power boat person, the sailboat, mm-hmm. the paddle craft, the canoe, how to keep them safe on the water and stay out of the way of the big boats. That's our number one job.
A lot of people don't understand or really, they don't realize that's a hell of a job you have, really.
You know, yes, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To give you an example, in the 2018 statistics that we have from the Coast Guard, they break it down to recreational boating deaths. Now, your radio station is pretty important because it goes so far. As my responsibilities, I cover Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, and Illinois. Parts of Illinois, parts of Indiana, a lot of Wisconsin, a lot of Michigan. And in 2018 statistics, Michigan was the fifth highest in death on boating. Wisconsin was number eight. Wow. And that's something where we try to educate the public on boating safety classes. How you know, wear a life jacket. I'll go through different things later on, but none of us got gills, right? It doesn't work. And the unofficial rule on the water is the rule of tonnage wins. The U is the biggest boat, overpowers your little boat. So we try to educate the public, you know, if you have a boat, if you're even going to go visit on a boat, you know, be smart. have a boating safety class.
Mm-hmm.
Different aspects. One thing we're trying to gear up right now for is vessel safety checks. This is something we do when we go out to the marinas. We talk to the boat owners. We do something to make sure they have the federal requirements and state requirements. Each state also has their own variations. So we go through the checklist, and we say, this is what you need. You got everything you need to get a little decal. And it says, okay, you're approved. You're good to go. However, active duty can stop any boat anytime. Unlike law enforcement on land, you have a probable cause. On the water, no, you don't. I can stop you 16 times in a day. So what they do is they check. First, if they see a sticker, they think, okay, now let's check your boat. And they'll go through and check your safety equipment. If for some reason you don't have certain equipment, they can tell you, go back to your dock, you're done for the day, game over. So those are one of the things we do free of charge. We make sure you have everything you need. And usually at that time, if active duty or reservist board you, you're good to go. Another function, one thing on my checklist that's new for Illinois is marijuana is now legal in the state. So that's nice if you're on land. Unfortunately, Lake Michigan is federal waters, and technically, marijuana is still an offense, federal offense. I would just say, if you have any of your listeners that happen to partake, you know, definitely at the marinas, you're safe. You're not on enough federal waters. But if you're out in Lake Michigan, if you are boarded, make sure you tell them up front what you got. The boarding officer will evaluate the situation. That's the easiest way I would tell you. All right. Also, we're in the delay season. A lot of, especially Chicago. I went down Lakeshore Drive last Sunday from Evanston to the south side. I saw not one boat on the lake. I went by two marinas that are in the city limits, 500 slips each, not one boat. I felt like I was in a Twilight Zone chapter. It's insane that this far in the season we have nothing. But again, current situations predict that we have to be cautious. That doesn't mean, though, it's not going to open up eventually. You do need to sit there and make sure you do your maintenance. Don't rush it. You know, please take a look at your boat. Make sure everything's safe. Look at the batteries. Make sure the fuel tank is intact. Check your hull for any cracks or winter damage, et cetera. So we don't want to push off the maintenance at all.
Well, let me interrupt you a minute, Commander. Sure. Why were there no boats there?
Again, Chicago at the present time has no recreational boating activity at all. That's Mary Lightfoot's edict, and that's her rule. That's fine. Indiana currently is open. Michigan is not so much at the moment. Wisconsin, they just came up with a new ruling, and I'm not even going to go there with Wisconsin. I would say check your local authorities because things are changing dynamically by the day. All right.
Well, Commander, I'm missing something here. There's a reason that there was nobody on the lake?
Yep. Right now, Illinois, Mayor Lightfoot has stated, nope, marinas are right now closed. So right now there's nothing out there.
So Mayor Lightfoot, has control over the lake also?
Oh, yeah. As you notice, Chicago Fire and Chicago Police, they have patrols out there. That's their area.
Well, that's true.
Up to a certain mileage off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. And again, since you have me on today, this is the start of National Safe Boating Week, which was a national news release that came out just yesterday. And there's 8 bullet points that we kind of want to really push on this program. And it's not on the sheet I sent. It's number one is always wear a life jacket. You know, like I said before, we don't have gills. Second of all, make sure it's a good color. The nice, pretty blue one, that's nice. How about a bright blue or a yellow or orange? Because if we're trying to find you, we get to look for a softball floating with a little tube around it. That's what we're seeing. So help us help you. Second of all is boating boat sober. The boating rules in Illinois, in Indiana, and I believe Michigan and Wisconsin as well, follow the boating the DUI rules on land. You know,
okay.
If you got a .08, sorry, you're in trouble.
Okay.
Right? And drinking while on a boat, that wave action of rocking back and forth,
oh, yeah.
and the engine noise, you'd be surprised how quickly you get affected and not even know it.
Yeah, I can believe that.
And now
that.
You got to kind of steer in a slow, a tight little slip with this nice big boat. Yeah, mm-hmm. good luck with that.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah,
so
really. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Another part is, and this is kind of getting really bad lately, is ask if you're going on a tour or going on a hiring a boat for a nice day on a lake, ask the captain for his credentials. We're finding people that have not got a six-pack license or a captain's license actually charging the public.
Wow.
And that is illegal.
Okay.
Ask the people that please make sure they see their credentials. Another one is check the weather. A couple of years ago, I was on Lake Michigan on my boat. I just pulled a slip because I watched the storm clouds coming in. And in within 15 minutes, I heard 26 maydays. Check the weather, please. It comes up fast. Be prepared to head into safe harbor. Have an EPIRP. An EPIRP is a radio device that you can have attached to your life jacket. And if you get stuck in the water, God forbid the boat sinks, this thing you set off and it goes up and sends a satellite signal, even from the lake, and we can find you within 6 feet of where you're at.
That's
Without
great.
That, mm-hmm. it's where are you? Mm-hmm. I heard a mayday. That's mm-hmm. nice. How much of the 100 square miles do you want me to search? So it gets really rough. That's why an EPIRP, if you can afford it, please. They're not that cheap, but there are economical ones, like Spotify is a good one. I'm not pushing any brand, but you look at to get an electronic position indicating radio beacon. Tell someone where you're going, please. File a what we call a float plan. Even if you put it in the visor of your car, if you tell somebody, I'm going to be back by 10 o'clock at night, and now it's midnight, you're not there. Where are you? Did you stop off somewhere because you don't have lights, or you got sick on the water and you decided to pull in some other harbor? Let someone know where you are, because they're going to call the Coast Guard and we're going to start trying to look for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're first check where you launched from. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to send a marine radio broadcast to ask for assistance and say if the public has seen you at all, and then we'll start sending out boats to search for you. And that gets expensive. So if we can, again, no cost to you as a boater, mm-hmm. but it does to the taxpayer as a whole. All, again, on the vessel safety checks, we tell you that a radio is not required. And by federal law, it's not. But cell phones will work 3 miles offshore, and then that's it. A radio, you have a much better chance. A cell phone, you have one person hearing you, whoever you're calling.
Mm-hmm.
On a radio, everybody hears you.
Good point.
So that's why we like to have the radio. And lastly, again, be safe. COVID-19 out there nowadays, even on boating. Be safe with social distancing on the docks. Common people from common households at the present time be on the boats. We're about to be coming out on patrols right now. We're even locked down. And when we start coming patrols, we'll be doing face masks and gloves, et cetera. So those are things we got to be careful of. Everybody needs to be. I listened to your prior shows today, so I know COVID's been covered throughout your entire program. Also, beware of high water. Right now, we're at the highest level that Michigan has ever been. Why
really?
Is that important?
Mm.
A couple
mm-hmm.
reasons.
Mm-hmm.
First off, there are different obstacles that are now submerged, which are not normally. Pylons from old piers. Break walls. You'd be surprised. Chicago break wall by the Chicago Harbor, you can barely see it. In some spots, you can't see it.
Wow.
Now, at night, try sitting there and hit that. Mm-hmm. And, that's you got to be careful. You just got to know, it could be dangerous. Rip currents. We have more deaths on Lake Michigan from rip currents. The water, especially with a northeast, north, or northwest wind, the currents come and they form these little currents as eddies. They'll come in, spin, and then push back out. Well, if you're in that push back out portion, you're going there. But with high water, that push back out portion may have been maybe 100, 200 feet. Now it's half a mile. So you got to be careful, all right? Look at the water.
We're going to take a quick break, Commander. Okay.
No, okay.
A quick break,
right,
and I want to come right back to the rip currents because I'm not sure what that is.
We're going to
take a break, and I want to hear about that. We are so pleased to have Thomas J. Mullally, United States Coast Guard, and with great information. You've heard this. If you have a comment or want to ask a question, 773-591-1690 is our number. And this gentleman has got all kinds of great information. Okay. Yeah. Call in. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We're on hold.
What I wanted to know, Commander, I wanted to the rip currents. Tell me about that. I've heard about them, but I'm not sure. And if anybody likes to ask a question, you know how to do that. 773-591-1690.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So rip currents are bodies of water that are in motion. All right. They can be caused by currents in the water itself or by the wind. And this is where water is pushed onto a shore. Well, it's not going to keep going. It's going to go back out. And when it goes back out, it goes out with a force. Sometimes a very dangerous location, I should say, is Gary, Indiana. Unfortunately, we do have a lot of people that get stuck over there, and even on Michigan, the state of Michigan side, because the winds are predominantly out of the west. The winds will push this water up toward the shore, and then it's got to flow back out, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So it may be coming in this one spot over and over, but then to the left and right of that spot is flowing back out. And if you're swimming or even on a small kayak or a canoe, all of a sudden you're being pushed way out from the lake, from the shore, like probably a good mile sometimes.
Wow.
And trying to fight that out, you're not going to get back. You're going to get exhausted. You're going to get in trouble, and it's going to be a bad day. So you try to swim parallel to it. You'll all of a sudden be out of the rip current. You'll see, okay, I can start to head back in and start going that way. But you don't want to wait till you're that far out. Keep checking your surroundings. As we say in the Coast Guard Auxiliary, in the Coast Guard, situation awareness. Keep your aware of where you are. It takes only one dangerous move, and you can be in a very tight predicament that you don't want to be in, you or your loved ones. So that's the bad part, was a rip current.
I'm sorry.
I hope I explained it to your satisfaction.
Yeah, you did. And I wanted to just ask you on this, Commander. I'm sure many of us, myself included, have been on the lake, with friends and so forth. And, somebody has a boat. A lot of people have boats that have not been trained to use them appropriately. Is that... do I hear you laughing?
There's no white lines on the water. Unfortunately, it takes only money to buy a boat. Money and a license to buy a car. I got down later to the Illinois and different state boating requirements, but I do want to cover one other parts real fast before I get to that, if I can.
Yeah, sure.
Fishermen are boaters too. Remember, they need life jackets. Those are one of the biggest casualty cases we have. Mm-hmm. The main one, though, are the duck hunters.
Duck hunters?
They go hunting, and they'll cut on a blind or on a boat, and all of a sudden they'll shoot that gun, and no life jacket. Dunk, you go down, now I got all this camouflage glare on, you're not going to get out of the water. So be careful of that.
Mm.
Paddle craft. All right, here's the difference. Paddle craft, as kayakers and canoes have been going exploding in the last few years. Please have the safety equipment that we recommend for it. And a major part of this is that a lot of them are on the Chicago River. Stay out of the way of commercial vessels. Like water taxis, freighters, barges,
mm-hmm.
sightseeing, touring boats, they have the right of way. Stay on the outer banks of the river, please. There are lots of accidents that happened in 2019 from people renting kayaks, and they get a short education. It is the renter's responsibility to ensure that they have the proper safety equipment, not the rentee. It's the renter.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful on that. What else? Peter, personal watercraft devices, the jet skis, they're great. They're fun. They're fantastic. I was in my first one last year, and it was phenomenal.
What is that?
However, watercraft.
Oh, personal watercraft.
The jet skis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the jet skis. Sure, they're great, except if you're trying to jump a wake. If you're just behind a boat, and all of a sudden they're jumping the wake of the boat, and there's another boat passing, they don't see you. Please be careful. It's like a blind spot. You really can get hit, and bad things happen. Another strong part that we're pushing is the bow riding. If you have kids, like mostly kids, even 30-year-old kids, if you're on the bow of the boat, don't be. It's illegal for Illinois for kids under 12 to be up front. The reason, you fall off the boat hits you, the props hit you. And so it's, please, stay off the bows. Legal requirements. This is where, we try to explain to everybody what it takes to operate the boat, as you're asking before. Illinois, persons born on or after January 1st of 1998, they can operate a motor boat if it has 10 or more horsepower, only if they have a valid boating safety certificate from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources and any DNR agency is kind of like the state police arm of the local state. So that's where they have to have a boating safety certificate. Indiana, you need a valid drive license. That's okay. And you'd be at least 15 years of age. But they don't have a driver license. They have to have a state-issued ID card and have a boat safety course certificate. Persons at least 21 years of age without a valid driver license may operate a motorboat if they have a state-issued ID card. So it varies state by state. Michigan, 12 years of age and under, may operate a vessel more than 6 horsepower, only if they have a valid boating safety certificate. Mm-hmm. Persons born on after December 31st of 1978 must have a boating safety certificate and be 16 years of age to operate a water jet ski unsupervised. And persons required to have a boating certificate must carry the card with it at all times. Lastly, and again, I know there's a lot here, Wisconsin. People born after January 1st and are at least 12 years of age may operate a motorboat or personal watercraft unsupervised if they have successfully completed a safe boating course accepted by the Wisconsin DNR. 16-year-olds may not rent or lease a personal watercraft device.
So, wow.
Okay. I know I've covered a lot, Cliff. So
that's great, Commander, and that's what we want. I don't think most people even realize how important, how many issues there are that they should be knowledgeable of, not only to be within the law, but to be within, to be safe.
Yeah, it's all about the safety part.
Yeah,
it's all about
that's
that.
What you're talking about. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, if people want to even look about joining us, we have different flotillas in the area. And if you look up www.cgaux.org, you can put in your address, your zip code, mm-hmm. and we'll show you different areas to come in. And it's not that we have to have 40 hours a week or something. No, it's not like that at all. Mm-hmm. If you want to donate your time and help the public be safe on the water, and not everybody has to be on the water. You can do educational classes. We'll teach you how to be an instructor. We'll teach you how to do vessel safety checks. Never once do you have to go on the lake at all. We can teach you how to talk on a radio, be a watch standard at a Coast Guard station. Where we have a lot. There's also an aviation group where you actually go up. We have Coast Guard Auxiliary aircraft that go and do, look for oil slicks and go by nuclear plants and make sure there's no leakage or anything. So we have lots of different missions.
Now, if somebody wanted to get those classes, Commander, how would they go about doing it?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So right now we're doing virtual classes. Because of COVID, we're not doing any face-to-face interactions in the classroom side. But we are just developing a way to do the boating safety class online with virtual proctoring. they do, the states now do offer online class safety classes, which anybody can take. I'm more partial, but again, when you have an online class, there's no instructor. You're stuck with what's presented on the screen, and you can't really get interaction. With a Coast Guard-led class, which we're offering with online services, example WebEx or Zoom or GoToMeeting, we actually are in live person, and we interact with the attendees. And people can actually ask the questions they want to know more than what they could get on a one-way-only online presentation. So it helps that way. The way to find those, again, you can go to www.cgaux.org, and there's, you know, I want boating safety class is one of the options. Another option is I want a vessel safety check. And right now, again, safety checks will probably start sometime in the next, hopefully, 2 to 3 weeks after we get nailed down how we're going to stay safe. You know, we're in a area that the Coast Guard Auxiliary hasn't ever been exposed to. COVID-19, the only thing we had prior to this was the Spanish flu in 1918. And the auxiliary wasn't formed until 1939. So we're trailblazing all new stuff because of this. So please be patient with us. We're trying very hard.
You're doing a great job. You're giving us a whole lot of information, Commander, that our listeners and many other people would not even know anything about it. I just want to thank you so much for giving us this time and explaining.
My pleasure.
Explaining all of this. Just great. Thank you so much, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again, Commander.
All right, Cliff. You listeners, stay safe this summer, okay? Thank you.
And thank you so much, and you too, Commander Tom Mullally. It's a lot of great information. Stay with us. We'll be back.